And I would like now to welcome back Diana Delling. She is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Good morning. So glad you're here. And we are joined by Maria Martinez of El Museo Cultural. Welcome.
Buen día, Maria Carlota.
Buen día. So tonight is the opening of a Cuban extravaganza called Hacer que Bola. What does that mean?
Hacer que Bola, essentially, loosely, in the familiar sense, hey, what's happening? What's going on?
And so what is going on?
We are working with Yanni Monzon, an author and artistic director in film out of Santa Clara, outside La Habana, Cuba, and Dustin Saman, who is originally from the United States and has been working for half a decade there in an international participation in photography.
And so this is an exhibition of photography and film?
That is part of it. It is part of the Hermanos Project of years, a programming of El Museo Cultural in which there is cultural exchange with reference to the history and myth history of northern New Mexico in the vertical, meaning the pockets of Latino, Hispano, Chicano, whatever we call ourselves, Indo-Iberian culture.
Indo-Iberian, that's a new one.
With the native aspect, the tribal aspect, and then the Iberian exchange of which we are result in this part of the world, going from North America all the way into the Caribe and Latin America.
So it's a New Mexican-Cuban collaboration?
It is. We are the two islands. We were abandoned during a certain time in history in northern New Mexico.
One has a little more water than the other.
Except we have the illusion in this far more ancient sea.
Exactly. And so photography, film, I think installation?
Yes, you will walk in to some signage with arrows. You will follow whichever arrow you wish into a clothesline, a tendedera, which is very visually evocative of that metaphor in La Habana, Cuba. You will then enter a patio. You'll enter an area with a television set out of the period of the USSR. Film will be cast on that, which is contemporary footage documenting what is taking place in La Habana at this time. You will enter a vignette of photography by Dustin Saman, whom I suggested earlier has been working there for 5 years in a cultural exchange with Americans going there and international players. You will then enter the countryside, the campo, with a river replete with stones where you may sit, into an area honoring Benny More.
Benny More, the great Cuban songwriter, performer, musician.
Then you will arrive at an altar with Santeria, Santos, which were brought in bags through NASA into this country.
What?
Yes, you will see that. I won't give it all away.
Okay.
Then you arrive at a theater. There are also mannequins dressed in stereotypical garb. And on the theater screen, which we have created as a theater, you will have footage of film from the 50s and other things. It continues through the end of the month with, again, on the 25th, a reception at 7 to 10 p.m. tonight and also on the 25th.
Excellent. So it's there for not too long a time, so tonight would be a great time to go. It's 7 o'clock tonight at El Museo Cultural, which is in the rail yard. It's right near the farmer's market and Site Santa Fe and all of that. Maria Martinez is with El Museo Cultural. Thank you so much for being with us on the radio.
Muchísimas gracias. Un honor.
Diana.
That sounds great.
I know. So that is happening tonight, and lots of other things are happening over the weekend. What's going on?
Lots of other things. And if you saw the cover of Pasatiempo today, you saw the New Mexico Jazz Festival featuring Jack DeJohnette, who will be at the Lensing next week. I'm sorry? Yeah, next week. But the Jazz Festival kicks off this weekend. I need a little more caffeine because the Jazz Festival kicked off last week, but it continues this weekend. And tonight, the Route 66 Summerfest in Nob Hill kicks off. So if you'd like to go down to Albuquerque and see some jazz, there are great shows down there, part of the Jazz Festival. And on Sunday, there will be jazz brunches in Nob Hill. Various restaurants will be featuring great jazz musicians during the brunch time hours. Now on Sunday, the jazz festival events start moving up to Santa Fe with Bumblebee's Jazz All-Stars featuring Dick Hyman, Bucky Pizzarelli, Jimmy Green, Randy Sankey, Jay Lionheart, and Lewis Nash. That's at the Lensic Performing Arts Center. And Bumblebee, of course, is Bumblebee Bob Weil of our favorite Bumblebees here in town. He's a big part of the Jazz Festival, puts it on every year with the Lensic and Outpost Performance Center. And this is kind of something he put together with some of his favorite legends of jazz. That should be a great show.
Excellent. Now, if you are into classical music, there is one of the composers of the opera in the Santa Fe Opera this year is Huang Ruo, whose chamber music is being featured this weekend on Sunday at 4 o'clock at Steeren Hall. There will be a recital including an array of brilliant soloists, including the Del Sol Quartet, the opera's own Devin Guthrie, and members of Albuquerque's popular chamber group Chatter. The composer will conduct and perform with members of the ensemble, and his opera, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, opens on Saturday, the 26th of July. It's a perfect prelude to this premiere. Tickets are highly affordable, and it's all happening up at Steeren Hall at the Santa Fe Opera.
Nice. I'm going to do another event. It's sponsored by the Lensic. It's not at the Lensic. This one is at the Santa Fe Bandstand, Free Concerts on the Plaza. On Monday evening, Lensic is sponsoring the evening of Northern New Mexico Music and Dance, featuring Cipriano Vigil y La Familia Vigil, traditional Norteño folk music, and Los Coloniales dancers, traditional Hispanic dancing, folk dancing, by a group of folks who live here in New Mexico. It should be a really fun night of Northern New Mexico culture, music, and dance. Please come down and join us. Both of these acts have performed at the Lensic Nuestra Musica in the past. In fact, Cipriano Vigil's there almost every year, or every year, and he's a beloved musician. If you've never seen him, come down to the plaza. Free, family-friendly.
Musician, scholar, gentleman, and all-around amazing person.
You're absolutely right.
Today at 4 o'clock at Opposite Bookstore, which is in the San Busco Center, Luke Salisbury, who is a professor of English at Bunker Hill Community College in Boston and author of the cult classic The Answer is Baseball and three works of fiction. He's a Cleveland Indian, three works of fiction, Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden, and Hollywood Sunset. Anyway, he will be at Opposite Books, and what will he be talking about? He will be doing a reading and signing along with Meg Tuite, T-U-I-T-E.
That's a great name these days.
I know, it's not spelled tweetingly, but anyway, should be an interesting event. And Meg Tuite's writing has appeared in numerous journals. She's the author of two short story collections, Bound by Blue and Domestic Apparition. And then tomorrow at 3:30, Pam Braun presents and signs The Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook, a cookbook and eating plan developed by a late-stage cancer survivor with 225 delicious recipes for everyday meals using everyday foods. And she's using the kind of you are what you eat as a science and deliciousness-based cookbook. So definitely check both of those things out. That's tomorrow, Saturday at 3:30.
I'm so glad we have Opposite Books.
I know.
And our other favorite collected works as well, which I'm sure we'll get to their event soon.
Yes, we will.
I will talk now about the Pull of the Moon Full Dome event. I'm not sure if you've talked about this on your show in the past couple of weeks, but today, Friday the 18th, and tomorrow from 10 to 5, there will be an interactive Full Dome event at Museum Hill. It's part of the Time Pull of the Moon exhibition, which was a collaboration between the Chinese dissident artist Al Weiwei and Navajo artist Ben Benali that resulted in the creation of a temporary site-specific art installation in June out in the Navajo Nation land in a remote part of it called Coyote Canyon. Now, a lot of us couldn't get out to that site-specific expedition, and so they have filmed it and will be presenting it in the new dome, one of those interactive domes, which I have to admit I've never been to before, but it's new at Museum Hill, the dome, and they will be giving us a chance to see what the supposedly very cool exhibition is like in 3D with the you will see it in the dome instead of in person.
Dome art.
Dome art.
We must go see dome art. All right. Now, at Collected Works Bookstore today at 6 o'clock, our beloved Lois Rudnick, who has appeared on the show many times, has been researching and writing about Northern New Mexico for much of her adult life. She's a retired professor of American Studies, and she will be from the University of Massachusetts in Boston, and she will be speaking about a book called Intimate Memories, The Autobiography of Mabel Dodge Lujan. And she is a real expert on Mabel Dodge Lujan, and Mabel Dodge Lujan was, of course, part of a whole world of artists and writers in the early 20th century, and was a major figure here in New Mexico. Lover or hater, she was a real character.
Fascinating woman.
Fascinating character. So that is at Collected Works Bookstore tonight, and then Sunday, the 20th of July at 4:30, Michael Burke will be performing solo acoustic guitar for in the afternoon. And then on Thursday, the 24th of July at 6 o'clock, Porichista Kapoor, who was born in Tehran and raised in Los Angeles, is reading from her book, The Last Illusion. And they're calling it a bold, fabulous novel about a feral boy coming of age in New York City, based on a legend from the medieval Persian epic, The Book of Kings. So that should be very interesting. And she was living in Santa Fe for quite a while and is a wonderful person and I think a wonderful writer.
Another cool event this weekend is down at Las Rancho de las Golondrinas. It's Viva Mexico celebration. Tomorrow and Sunday, all day from 10 to 5, the Las Golondrinas will be featuring the culture of our southern neighbor, Mexico, with music, arts, and food, and, quote, cultural events rarely experienced outside of Mexico, including the return of the amazing Valadores de Pampantia to Santa Fe. These are, it looks to me like acrobatic artists. I don't know. I haven't seen them. But there will be things like great food, Fiesta Mexicana music, a ballet folklorico performance, opportunities to do things like make a tortilla by hand, do arts and crafts if you're a kid or if you have kids, make a corn husk doll, learn more about traditional New Mexican and Mexican healing. It sounds like a fun event, and as always, Las Golondrinas is a great place to hang out on a beautiful day. It's a gorgeous campus.
Excellent. Now, I've got two animal things.
Love animal things.
The New Mexico House Rabbit Society is having an adoption event, and it's at Petco at, it says 3601 Old Airport Road.
Old Airport Road. I always confuse which one is Petco, but I think it's the one on Cerritos. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, but you can, I bet if you Google New Mexico House Rabbit Society, you can find it, but it says Petco this Sunday from 11 to 3, and there are several adorable litter box trained rabbits available for adoption. There's free nail trimming and health checks that will be available for rabbits.
I looked it up real quick. It's in Albuquerque, Petco in Albuquerque at 3601 Airport Road.
Okay, well that's why.
But if you can get a house trained rabbit, litter box trained rabbit, it's worth a drive to Albuquerque,
yeah.
I would say.
And some of our listeners are closer to Albuquerque anyway, so that is a good thing. And also we have, of course, the cat of the week. I had a cousin from Long Island visit me recently, and it turns out that she and her husband and two children have rabbits. And
really?
They love rabbits. And we started talking about rabbits as cuisine, and she practically had to leave the room.
Oh, no.
Because then we'd forgotten that she actually had rabbits. She said they're the most wonderful pets, and they're just adorable, and they have their little personalities and everything.
And anyway, they can run around your house. Imagine that. Like a cat.
They can run around your house, yeah. And litter box. Okay. So this
we could go on and on.
About rabbits. This week's featured cat is Perry. She's a sweet and playful. She's becoming quite social, and the ideal home for her would be one litter mate. She's from a litter, or another young cat or kitten to play with. She's a beautiful girl with a short gray coat, and she was born in March. If you are interested in adopting Perry, please call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also view her at fandfnm.org.
I would like to view her. She sounds adorable.
I've been viewing puppies.
Are you thinking about it?
Yes.
I like to hear that.
My biological time clock is ticking. I need a puppy.
I'm all for that. Visiting the shelters, I bet? The local?
That is about to come, yes.
Nice. I don't know, Mary Charlotte, if you like salsa, I know. Do you like flamenco as well?
Flamenco is a lovely thing.
Flamenco is going down this summer in two places. First of all, it's at the Lenzic. Juan C.D. Flamenco will be performing on the Lenzic this summer.
Yeah, as we talked about, they open tonight.
And he's great. Juan is great. His company is great. And everyone should go down. Thanks to Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, who is now affiliated with Juan and is bringing them to the Lenzic. They will be there tonight, as Mary Charlotte has said and you all heard on the show.
No, we did, before you came, we did an interview with Jean-Philippe Malaty, who is the director of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
So everyone knows that, and I just repeated
no,
it.
No, because maybe they just tuned in.
Correct.
To
come
hear
on
you.
Down. Yes, I'm sure that happened. There's also another flamenco performance this summer going on at the Lodge. It is Entre Flamenco. You'll have to check the Lodge schedule to find out the evenings, but it's throughout the summer. Another great flamenco company we're so lucky to have here in Santa Fe.
They're very good. And here is another event from the co-op series called Health and Humanity. Dr. Arendra Joshi, a neurologist and Ayurvedic practitioner from the Joshi Research Institute in Singapore and Canada and the U.S. will be speaking tomorrow from 3 to 4:30 at the Greenhouse Grocery Co-op. That is all the information I have, but I guess they're having a speaker series there, so you can check that out.
You may have talked about this on the show, too. This week, the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival kicks off. There are concerts in the festival at various venues around town, but this week all the concerts are at St. Francis Auditorium, the lovely venue at the New Mexico Museum of Art on Palace. The festival kicks off July 20th and 21st with concerts at 6 p.m. on both days at the St. Francis Auditorium featuring the magical sound of Schubert. Also, rising star pianist Alessio Box and a stellar ensemble performer of the fiery Brahms Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor. There are chamber music festival events throughout the summer, throughout the next few weeks, and you can find out more at santafechambermusic.com. They too perform at the Lenzic, and they also have concerts at noon at St. Francis Auditorium. I think they're free, but I'm not positive. But please check out their website and you can learn more.
And they make it so easy for you to hear music, whether it's a weekday or a weekend, in the daytime or in the evening. You can do it on a budget or you can go all out. Chamber music is an amazing thing. We have a veritable plethora of all kinds of music for you, especially like this week.
This week is packed.
Yeah.
There are the free jazz concerts in the plaza, too. I'm not jazz. What is
Bandstand
with me today? Bandstand, yes.
Yeah.
And we love them as well.
That include, but are not limited to, jazz.
Exactly. A lot of danceable stuff and a fun place just to hang out if you're walking around downtown.
Yeah.
One evening, you can't miss these concerts.
Now, I got an email from the fabulous Nancy Suter, who's telling us that Cloud 5 Project presents a conversation with Nancy Suter, Sarah Spengler, and Jennifer Schlesinger Hansen. There are three artists who are part of the Lucent, an exhibition of photographs, paintings, objects, and time-based works about light, its perception, sensory, and metaphoric qualities. That's at 4 p.m. on Sunday at 1805 2nd Street, which is the old Cloudcliff space. The exhibit runs through August 10th. For more information, 577-0360.
I was reading about that. That looks really cool.
Indeed.
And I used to work with Sarah Spengler, so I might have to check that out.
Excellent.
Want to point out a couple of jazz events that happen next weekend at the Lensic. Tickets are still available for these shows. On the 25th, we will be featuring Terry Lynn Carrington's Mosaic Project. This is a Terry Lynn Carrington is a female jazz artist who has put together a group with a bunch of female jazz artists performing as the Mosaic Project. She'll feature Liz Wright, Gretchen Parlato, Tia Fuller, Rachel Z, Grace Kelly, and other outstanding, on the rise, and established female jazz artists. That's Friday the 25th at 7:30 at the Lensic. Then on Saturday, we have the great drummer and pianist Jack DeJeanette, who will be performing in a trio with Ravi Coltrane and Matthew Garrison. The Ravi is the son of John, and this will happen Saturday at 7:30. If you'd like to learn more about Jack DeJeanette, you can come to our 2 p.m. event, in which A.P. Spellman, who has come in the past 3 years to interview folks before a Lensic concert, will sit down and have a conversation with NEA jazz master Jack DeJeanette at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and that's a free event at the Lensic on Saturday the 26th.
So that's a week from tomorrow.
It is, yes.
Okay,
got
great.
A little ahead of us.
But yeah, that's important to put on your calendar.
Please do.
We've got some art listings. I got a notice from Leila Ionescu, who is talking about her show, The Shiver of Clay, a contemporary sculpture show that opens tomorrow from 1 to 7 and runs through August 2nd at 55 Ellis Ranch Road. For more information, 501-9968. Not sure exactly where that is, but
I think it's out near remember the old Fina station out near El Dorado? I don't know what's in there right now.
Okay.
I think it's right in that area.
Excellent. Okay. And
I have one. Good People is a play by David Lindsay Aber, and it is playing at the Santa Fe Playhouse this weekend and next weekend. It stars some of our favorite local actors, Lynn Goodwin, Matt Sanford. Hi, Matt. Lensic, he's our director of internship programs at the Lensic. Leslie Harrell Dillon, Scott Harrison, Donna Shear, and Danielle Reddick. It looks like a great play. It is about, I read this, again, there's an article in PASTA today. It examines a group of people, and it looks at how we all think we're good people.
Exactly.
And if you really look closely at our behaviors, are we? It's kind of a provocative evening of powerful theater, and that would be, shows are in the evenings, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Please. And this is the last weekend? No, good.
Next weekend too, yep.
And I saw the dress rehearsal of that. It's a very good play. It's a good production. And to me, it's about race and, among other things, besides what you said, which is also true, but it's also about race and class and how class kind of trumps race when it really comes down to it.
Huh.
But you can make, I shouldn't even say that, because those are the conversations that you should have when you're leaving the theater.
Which is the best kind of play, and why I enjoy art, is we talk about it afterwards and it makes us think about new things.
Exactly.
SantaFePlayhouse.org is where you can go for more information and support our local theater scene.
Another art event, Site Santa Fe announces new commissions and opening weekend programming for Sightlines 2014 Unsettled Landscapes, a reimagined biennial with a new focus on contemporary art from the Americas. And there is an opening event. Let's see, there's preview events today, but I'm not sure exactly what time. But you can go to sitesantafe.org and check it out.
And the opening event, I believe, is Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
I think
okay,
that's
sorry.
Really exciting. I love what Site does, as most people do in town, or a lot of people do.
Oh, here we go. Public opening. No, it's actually tomorrow.
Is it Saturday?
It's
Saturday.
Usually Sundays, but today their public opening is Saturday from 2 to 5, and there will be at 11 o'clock a dialogue and conversation, and then you have to buy tickets for that, and then the opening is from 2 to 5. For more information, 989-1199.
The Santa Fe Reporter is celebrating its best of issue with a block party tomorrow. It's called the block party, but I think it's at the Rail Yard, a Rail Yard Plaza party. They are celebrating their best of issue and all the winners. This will start happening at 5:30 p.m. when Heath Concerts presents the top three local bands voted 4 is the best by readers. So let's start with Bill Hearn, go on to Broom Dust Caravan, The Strange, and DJ Dynamite Soul at 10. These are all in Rail Yard Plaza. DJ Dynamite Soul goes from 10 to midnight, and there is a charge for that one, and I think that's inside in the Farmers Market Pavilion. There'll be some of the favorite food trucks that were voted by readers will be there, and local vendors. Sounds like a good party with food and drink. And come on down to the Rail Yard. That's tomorrow, celebrating the best of our city.
I'll be there.
Will you be there?
I'll be there too. Oh, good. The summer Santa Fe Performing Arts summer youth performances are already underway with the Phantom Toll Booth. The Phantom Toll Booth is happening on Saturday and Sunday, and then also next week, the 26th and the 27th, whatever days of the week that is. It's Saturday and Sunday also. And Into the Woods. And Into the Woods is the Brothers Grimm Go Broadway in this fairy tale.
Cool.
In this epic fairy tale where worlds collide. Music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. And so that's Friday tonight and the following Friday at 7 o'clock and then Saturdays and Sundays also. The Phantom Toll Booth is at 2 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays, and Into the Woods is at 7 in the evening on Saturdays and Sundays. All of this at the Armory for the Arts. You can call 982-7992 for more information. And it's so interesting to see what these young people put together fairly quickly, but it's a summer program for them to really learn the craft of acting and stagecraft and everything else and singing. And they always do great work.
And they do so many productions. I mean, it's not just one, but two choices.
Yep.
Have you heard about this one? Bizarro, the Optical Illusionist, will be performing at the Jean Cocteau Cinema.
Yay.
Tonight, tomorrow, two shows tomorrow. Tonight at 6:20, tomorrow at 2 and 8:30. This guy is a magician illusionist who goes by the name Bizarro, and he will appear at the Jean Cocteau. He uses different types of music as a frame and does his illusion work, magic tricks with visual comedy. He has a neo-vaudeville style with silent music antics. He's performed at the Magic Castle in Hollywood and on Fox, NBC, America's Got Talent, and the Travel Channel's Extreme Conventions. I love the variety of things that you can see at the Jean Cocteau.
I know.
Not
just films.
They're
doing a wonderful job.
I might have to check that out. I live nearby, and that sounds bizarre, just as the guy's name says.
As long as there's antics, we're good.
We should go.
I went to the last magic show that they had there.
You did?
Yeah, and of course, sitting there trying to figure out the illusions. And I think I figured out about two-thirds, maybe half to two-thirds of them. But some
the
of them
brainy
was like,
one in the audience, Mary Charlotte.
Well, some of them, like the part where they cut her in half, I did not get that. I mean, I suppose it's maybe the most well-known of all of them, but
the
box was very small.
Wow. Did he pull a house rabbit from his hat?
A house rabbit? No.
A litter-trained house rabbit from Petco. He pulled it from his hat.
I got a note from Kate Nelson, who is on this show from time to time for the New Mexico History Museum, and there's an event called Printing Our Lady.
Oh, I love this event.
Oh, okay, good. Bring the Family and the Palace Press Printers will help you make a historic image of Our Lady on a replica medieval press, and an activity accompanying the exhibit painting. Oh, okay. It accompanies the exhibit Painting the Divine, Images of Mary in the New World. It's free with admission, and children under 16 and under are free every day. That is all happening tomorrow, Saturday the 19th of July, from 1 to 3 at the New Mexico History Museum. You can go to nmhistorymuseum.org or call 476-5200. And then, oh no, this other one isn't happening for a long time, so never mind. It says October.
Oh, I think they have a number of kind of public events scheduled throughout the exhibit, which is long-lasting.
Okay. All right, well, we'll keep this until October.
And that one that you just mentioned has Tom Leach, who has been on your show. I've seen him and heard him on your show, The Palace Printer. And if you've never gone in that little palace press, it's really cool.
It's really cool.
I'm
going
to have to go to that tomorrow.
Yep.
What else do we have? If you are interested in Chris Isaak, he'll be performing at the Albuquerque Biopark for a special fundraiser on Sunday from 8 to 11:30 at night. For more information, you can go to bioparksociety.org. It's a benefit for the biopark, the zoo, etc., down there in Albuquerque. And Chris Isaak has released 9 albums, 12 singles, been nominated for 2 Grammys, and we all know, I'm sure we all know some of his songs, but I can't remember any of them at the moment. I do, but I'm not about to sing it, and I don't know the exact name.
Oh, come on, sing.
Too early.
Okay. I got a note from the Lady Minimalist Tea Society.
What? Whoa.
Which is having an event on Sunday from 11 to 2. It's called the Arts Up Salon Studio at 741 Camino Los Abuelos in Galisteo. Brunch, bubbles, and conversation with the Lady Minimalists. If you would like more information, you better...
I would.
You better give them a call. 670-1560 or Sean Gilmore Studio, S-H-A-U-N. Oh my goodness, how can it be time to go when we haven't even talked about all the movies?
I just want to quickly say that Roger Ebert movie, Life Itself, at the CCA looks fantastic and is getting great reviews. And they have many other great movies.
And don't forget David Geist at Geist Cabaret at Pronzo. Always nice to go hear his music. And Diana Delling is with the Lenzic Performing Arts Center, which is a most wonderful space here in Santa Fe. It's sort of the cultural beating heart of this town.
Thanks.
And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Come to the Jazz Fest, everyone. NewMexicoJazzFestival.org.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a lot of good stuff happening in Albuquerque, too.
A lot of free stuff, too. So
yeah, for the Jazz Festival.
Yep, check it out, please.
I'm thinking about driving down to Omar Sosa.
Afro-Cubano Quartet.
Afro-Cubano. Good stuff. All right, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.